tell me that wasn't your mother.
My soon-to-be ex, Beau, was in a most unpleasant mood. How did you find out, Wilson? I tried sounding only mildly curious. He yelled that it was his job to find out. Did Goldilocks call you? I asked as my mother blew through a stop sign. I glanced at Karen. Stay with her, I ordered. She tapped the brakes, gave a cursory glimpse in each direction, and kept following.
Or Kevin? I asked Wilson. What the hell was your mother, doing at the Waydon Inn?
I reminded Wilson I was in his truck. Everyone in this cab can hear you.
Good. Then maybe one of you will answer me.
No one else volunteered, so I decided it was up to me. Mother spent the day with Ethel and Doreen, I explained. She was trying to learn their deep, dark secrets.
What?
She met them at the Cotswold Estates, and somewhere along the line they asked her to join them at the Waydon Inn.
What?
While Karen, and now Candy, filled me in on the startling revelation that Wilson was going to kill me, I provided him with further details.
Trust me, I concluded. This trip to the Waydon Inn was not part of the original plan. Plan?
Yes, Wilson, plan. But I never told her to go to the Waydon Inn. I am innocent, I proclaimed.
Like hell you are.
Where's she going, Jesse?
Candy pointed ahead as Mother made an unexpected left turn. I held my hand to the phone.
I have no idea, and can guarantee she doesn't either. She gets lost all the time.
I spoke to Karen.
Follow her, and let's just hope she finds Sullivan Street before morning.
Karen mumbled an expletive I had never before heard her say,
and floored it.
Meanwhile, Wilson continued shouting obscenities in my other ear.
Listen to me, Wilson!
I yelled back, and much to my surprise, he did. I resumed my calm voice and assured him my mother must have gotten some great information. Otherwise, she would never have spent so much time with Ethel and Doreen. She doesn't like loud people.
Did she like the Waydon Inn?
I ignored the sarcasm. Yes, I do believe she enjoyed watching me play. She had fun.
Fun?
Mother ran another red light, and this time, Candy sputtered out a word I had never before heard her use. Have I mentioned I'm getting a headache? I asked no one in particular.
Where are you?
Wilson demanded.
We're following Tessie, of course, and poor Karen's trying to keep us all alive.
I flinched as Mother's car hit a curb at warp speed. Mother really shouldn't drive at night.
Tell me about it.
That was Karen.
She's a menace, I said. Like mother, like daughter, Wilson said, and ordered me to meet him at my condo instead of at the stone fountain. That way I can wring your neck in private.
He hung up. When I told Karen and Candy the new plan, they both yawned vigorously and insisted they were not up to a party at my place. So, you guys are willing to let Wilson kill me right in front of my dear, sweet, elderly mother and not try to stop it?
Yes, they answered in unison.
The car chase from hell finally ended when Mother found her way back to Sullivan Street. She pulled into a parking space, and we watched as she got out of her car and searched her powder blue pocketbook for the key I had given her to my place.
Stay put, I told my friends.
Clearly, my mother had no idea we had been following her. Let her and Wilson duke it out for a few minutes without me. While we waited for who knows what to transpire in my condo, Karen and Candy reported to me what they had learned at the Waydon Inn that night. Interesting things. Things Wilson might spare my life in order to hear.